听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. I trust you all had a very relaxing weekend. Now it's time to get back into the groove. Today brings us Tips for Living. It's an article titled Small Changes Equal Big Results. I think our author is suggesting that if we want to work towards having a better life, we don't necessarily have to make drastic or big changes. Starting small can help us develop positive habits that will hopefully stay with us the rest of our lives. Let's peek at our first new keyword of the lesson, which is the adverb purposefully. As in, our teacher walked purposefully into the room and said he had something exciting to tell us. Now, please open your magazines to page 22 and follow as we read.
Small changes equal big results. You can make positive changes in just a few minutes a day. We form bad habits without trying. But we can purposefully develop good habits in just 15 minutes a day. Become a lifelong learner. Each month, choose one new subject to learn about. Spend 15 minutes a day reading about it on the internet or in books and magazines. You may discover that 15 minutes isn't long enough to satisfy your interest. Before long, you'll be an expert on the subject. Become neater. Has the clutter in your home become overwhelming? Do you have trouble finding something when you need it?
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And you've joined us for our Tips for Living article this month. We're talking about making small changes and how when you make those small changes in life, they might equal big results. Now, equal usually means the same as. But here, it sounds a little bit more like math, where 2 plus 2 equals 4. By making a few small changes and adding them up, it equals big results. So, you can make positive changes, maybe big changes, in your life by just doing a few things a few minutes a day.
Let's find out how we can do this. Our text says that we form bad habits without trying. Now, that word habits means something that someone does regularly. And people can have good habits or they can have bad habits. Maybe a good habit would be brushing your teeth every night before you go to bed or making your bed in the morning before you go to school or work. But we're talking about bad habits here. A bad habit might be that you eat unhealthy food all the time, or maybe you bite your fingernails. So people can form bad habits without even trying. They may not even realize what they're doing because they've become habits.
But we can purposefully develop good habits in just 15 minutes a day. And here the word purposefully means that we do something on purpose. We do something with reasons in mind. For example, I might say, I want to purposefully become a healthier eater. So this year I want to try to eat more fruits and vegetables and eat a healthier diet.
Okay, and our first category that our article talks about is becoming a lifelong learner. And that word lifelong is one of our more information words. And if something is lifelong, that means that it happens over the course of an entire life, your whole life long. So there are other things that can be lifelong. For example, if you were married, then you made a lifelong promise or a lifelong commitment.
And our text says that each month you could choose one new subject to learn about. Spend 15 minutes a day reading about it on the internet or in books and magazines, and you may actually even discover that 15 minutes isn't long enough to satisfy your interests. Now, I like this suggestion, Esther and Chip. This is something that I try to do with my life because there's always more information to learn. I like to do photography, and so I should start reading 15 minutes a day on the subject of photography.
Right, it's such a great idea. I mean, now that I'm pregnant, I've been reading a lot of books and different things on the internet about babies. And how about Chips? What's something that you've been reading about a lot lately?
Well, I'm very interested in outdoor activities, so I like to read more about doing things outdoors. We're going to take a look at this last sentence with Liz and Grammar on the Go.
Hello there, friends. Greetings from Boston, USA. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about the importance of being a lifelong learner and how reading every day is one way to do this. So, see that lovely bookstore behind me? That's where I'm going to find some good books to read. But before I do that, here's the grammar sentence for today. 15 minutes isn't long enough to satisfy your interest. Notice how the subject, 15 minutes, is followed by isn't. Normally, when the subject is in plural form, the verb after it should be in plural form. So why don't we say 15 minutes aren't long enough to satisfy your interest? Well, although 15 minutes appears to be a subject in plural form, 15 minutes actually is one amount or a period of time. Therefore, we use the singular form of the verb. So here's a tip for today. When we talk about amounts or measurements, use the singular form of the verb, even if the subject appears to be in plural form. For example, $10 isn't enough to pay for dinner, or 5 liters of water is enough to wash the car. Well, friends, that's it for today. Time for me to go look at some books. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Boston. Goodbye.
Thanks, Liz. So if 15 minutes isn't long enough, well, maybe you'll just have to learn more. And before long, you'll be an expert on the subject. Now, another area where we can make big changes in our life is to become neater.
And our text starts out by saying, has the clutter in your home become overwhelming? Clutter is something that I really hate. What is it? Well, it's an unorganized or messy pile of things. Maybe you throw your books on the table when you get home from work or school, or your clothes pile up on the floor, and soon your house starts to look very messy. This is known as clutter. And our text says that sometimes it can become overwhelming.
And if something is overwhelming, you feel like there is too much. You can't stand it. It's almost as if it's kind of towering over you. So clutter can be overwhelming. And we have another question. Do you have trouble finding something when you need it? So if there's lots of clutter and you have trouble finding things, well, stay with us. We're going to watch a skit, take a break, and give you some tips on how you can deal with this clutter in your life.
I have bad habits. I'm late, I'm messy, and I eat junk food.
How did you get those habits?
It's easy. I can form bad habits without even trying.
You need to purposely develop good habits.
But that takes a lot of work and time.
Not really. You can make good habits in just 15 minutes a day.
Really?
Yes. For example, you can become a lifelong learner.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Read about something for 15 minutes a day. Here.
Oh.
Read this book. Before long, you'll be an expert.
An expert?
Mm-hmm. You should also try to deal with this clutter.
I can't. It's overwhelming.
Just clean for 15 minutes a day and You'll be amazed. Here, take this trash can.
Okay.
Yeah? Huh.
Yeah.
Now what else? How about some exercise?
I don't have time for that.
15 minutes a day brings a huge health benefit for your heart, for your bones, and for your mind.
No way!
And your attitude. Pick up those exercise weights there. Pick it up. Come on.
Okay.
You can do it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll start making slow and steady changes.
Okay. Yes, changes that will become lifelong habits.
Yeah.
Exercise, okay. One. Two. One.
Two.
Come on. One.
More. Let me have that.
No.
Hi, everyone. You are studying English with Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us. We are just coming back from the break, and we're talking about making positive changes in our lives. Well, we can make a few positive changes in just a few minutes every day. Our first tip of the day is to decide to always be a student or a lifelong learner. That's a good idea. If you're 9 years old or 90 years old, there's always something new to learn. Now, getting back to our keywords, let's preview deal with. Deal with, as in, Mom told me to deal with the clothes on my floor before she gets home. Next is the very important word, attitude. People don't like to be with you when you have a bad attitude. And finally, the adjective steady, as in, Mandy is making steady progress on her research paper. Okay, let's continue with our reading. It starts on line 14. Please follow along in your magazines.
Small changes equal big results. Take 15 minutes each day to deal with one pile of papers on your desk. Or use that short time to put away your clothes or to clean out the refrigerator. After just 1 month, you'll be amazed at the new order in your life. Become healthier. You may think you have no time for exercise, but just 15 minutes a day of exercise can bring huge health benefits. You'll strengthen your heart, bones, and mind, and you'll improve your attitude. Making positive changes is possible. Before you know it, your slow and steady changes will become lifelong habits.
Welcome back. We're talking about becoming neater, and we want to give you some ways that you can start cleaning up that clutter that's taking over your home. The first way is to take 15 minutes each day to deal with one pile of papers on your desk. I know my desk is one place in my house that gets cluttered sometimes, so I need to deal with it by doing one pile at a time. And this phrasal verb, deal with, means to take action on something. Could either of you think of other examples of things that we deal with in our lives?
Well, I think whenever if there's a problem that I have with another person, with a friend, or some kind of misunderstanding or frustration, that's a problem in a relationship that I need to deal with. I need to talk about it with that friend and fix the problem.
Right. If you deal with something, you need to do something about it. So I know I need to deal with the clutter on my desk at work, because I have lots of stacks of papers. But if you spend 15 minutes dealing with this problem a day, then pretty soon you'll be much more organized. Our text goes on to say, or use that short time to put away clothes or clean out the refrigerator. So only 15 minutes a day, you can do lots of cleaning.
And after just 1 month, you'll be amazed at the new order in your life. And I'll tell you what, you'll want to keep it that way. The next section talks about becoming healthier. You may think that you have no time for exercise. I know a lot of people think that their day is so busy that they just don't have time to work out, to exercise, to be healthy. But we're seeing that magic number 15 again here. But just 15 minutes a day of exercise can bring huge health benefits.
Yeah, and I can understand that. I mean, if you get in a regular habit of short exercise, I think that really could help your entire body. So it says you'll strengthen your heart, your bones, and your mind. Your entire body will become healthier. And you'll improve your attitude. Now, that word attitude is a very important word for us to know. Esther, what does attitude mean?
Well, your attitude is your opinion and feelings about something or someone. We talk about people having a good attitude. Perhaps these people are more positive, or sometimes people have a bad attitude. They think things in always a negative light. You might have heard of this example. Is your glass half full or half empty? What is your attitude on life? Do you think of things on the bright side, or do you always think of the negative? So exercise is wonderful. There's lots of health benefits, as we have seen, and it also helps improve your attitude.
So it sounds like all it takes is 15 minutes a day to become a lifelong learner, 15 minutes a day to become neater, and 15 minutes a day to become healthier. Now, did you know how to develop a good habit? Let's find out with this special feature.
Bad habits die hard. So the best time to correct a bad habit is before it becomes a regular part of your everyday life. Good habits are often hard to develop. The goal is to make it a behavior or practice that is so fixed in your mind that you do it without thinking. Some experts say it takes about 20 days before a good habit becomes second nature.
So in just 15 minutes a day, we can make positive changes in our life. Our article says making positive changes is possible, and that's encouraging. So our article says, before you know it, your slow and steady changes will become lifelong habits. Now that word steady is one of our vocab words. Esther, what does steady mean?
Well, here the word steady means slowly or one step at a time. It's a gradual change. It's a change that doesn't happen overnight. It takes a bit of time. But if you do make these positive changes, spending 15 minutes a day or more, your slow and steady change will be very possible, and that you will develop some good lifelong habits as well.
And this seems like something that anybody could do. You might just start with one, decide what area you would like to improve on first. For me, I think I would choose to become healthier first. So I might start with 15 minutes a day of exercise and do that for a few weeks. And then as I continue going, maybe I can add in 15 minutes for becoming neater and 15 minutes for being a lifelong learner. We hope you enjoyed about learning how we can make some positive changes in our life today. Right now, we're going to go to the chat room. We'll see you back here at Studio Classroom tomorrow.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and Vicky is with us today for a chat. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back in the chat room. Well, I think our lesson today has some very useful things for us to talk about.
Yeah, and one useful thing is that it advises us to take 15 minutes each day to deal with one pile of papers on your desk. Vicky, why does it say papers and not paper? I thought paper was uncountable.
Well, you're right, Ken. Paper is uncountable, and we'd have to use words like sheet or piece or scrap to count paper. But here, papers are referring to documents and maybe essays. If you're not very organized, you might have papers or documents accumulate on your desk.
I see. Paper 是纸，一般来讲这是个不可数的名词。如果要数 paper, 我们必须用不同的字，像 a piece of paper, 5 sheets of paper, 2 scraps of paper. 但是在今天课文中我们看到 one pile of papers on your desk。在这里 paper 是个可数名词，表示桌上的一叠文件。Papers 也可能是指论文、文章、报告等等。So, when else is paper used as a countable noun?
Well, when it's referring to a newspaper. For example, two different papers might report a news story from two different angles.
Oh, I see. Paper 另一个可数的用法是 newspaper, 报纸。比如说 he reads three papers every morning. 他每天早上读三份报纸。Vicky, I've heard someone say they hate pushing paper. What does that mean?
Okay, well, if you push paper, you're doing administrative, often insignificant paperwork. For example, Jackie spent the whole afternoon pushing paper for her boss.
And I bet she felt really bored.
Most likely.
Push paper 是一个片语，表示做琐碎的工作。你的工作如果只是在 push paper, 就是把时间花在行政性的，经常看起来是琐碎的文字工作上。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 purposefully 这个副词。Purposefully 是指有决心地，或者是有明确目标地。例如 ,she purposefully told her father that she wants to pursue a career in music. 她坚决地告诉父亲她想要从事音乐的事业。purposefully 和 purposely, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-L-Y, 这个副词是不一样的。purposely 是指故意地。例如 ,she purposely left her cell phone at home so her boss wouldn't be able to reach her. 她故意把手机留在家里，这样老板就找不到她。继续我们看的是 clutter 这个名词。clutter 是指凌乱或杂乱，是当不可数名词。例如 ,my closet is full of clutter. 我的衣橱里面挤满了乱七八糟的东西。或者是 ,they took a whole day to clean up the clutter in the garage. 他们花了一整天的时间清理车库中堆的乱七八糟的东西。clutter 也可以当动词，意思是弄乱或者是堆满。例如 ,his study room is cluttered with books and magazines. 书还有杂志堆满了他的书房。最后我们看的是 steady 这个形容词。steady 是指稳定的或者是平稳的。例如 ,the steady increase of our sales proves that our strategies are correct. 销售量稳定的成长证明我们的策略是正确的。或者是 ,the progress of his health condition has been slow but steady. 他的健康状况缓慢但稳定的进步。 And I guess that's all for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Small changes equal big results. You can make positive changes in just a few minutes a day. We form bad habits without trying. But we can purposefully develop good habits in just 15 minutes a day. Become a lifelong learner. Each month, choose one new subject to learn about. Spend 15 minutes a day reading about it on the internet or in books and magazines. You may discover that 15 minutes isn't long enough to satisfy your interest. Before long,you'll be an expert on the subject. Become neater. Has the clutter in your home become overwhelming? Do you have trouble finding something when you need it? Take 15 minutes each day to deal with one pile of papers on your desk. Or use that short time to put away your clothes or to clean out the refrigerator. After just 1 month, you'll be amazed at the new order in your life.Become healthier. You may think you have no time for exercise, but just 15 minutes a day of exercise can bring huge health benefits. You'll strengthen your heart, bones, and mind, and you'll improve your attitude. Making positive changes is possible. Before you know it, your slow and steady changes will become lifelong habits.
Well, friends, there you have it. 3 tips for better living. Be a lifelong learner, be neater, and be healthier. Here's another tip to help you with your English vocabulary. Choose one new vocabulary word from each day's Studio Classroom article, then write several practice sentences with the new word and try to use it a few times throughout the day. Tomorrow brings us another article on phones. We sure do see them a lot in the news, don't we? Everyone's talking about cell phones. Well, that's because they're changing so quickly. Find out what's new with smartphones. That lesson begins tomorrow, and we hope you join us for it. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope that you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.